supporting victims of human trafficking, ministering to the growing migrant communities, and reviewing new government guidelines on adoption agencies. These and other pressing issues affecting the church today were on the agenda at last week's meeting of the Catholic bishops of England and Wales. Gathered together for 4 days in the northern city of Leeds, the church leaders also discussed a recent increase in vocations and looked ahead to the next World Youth Day to be held in Sydney, Australia in 2008. As the gathering drew to a close, Monsignor Andrew Summersgill, General Secretary of the Bishops' Conference, told me more about some of these key themes discussed at the meeting.
One of the first ones was the whole question of migration, and the Bishops' Conference for a long time has taken a lot of interest in refugee and migration policy and spends a lot of time providing briefing for the bishops, but also trying to seek to influence government policy on migration, as well as then supporting and encouraging those organisations and people within this country who do an awful lot to support migrants and particularly migrant workers. And one of the big questions that the church seeks to address in this country is the whole question of human trafficking and the support that can be given to people who are trafficked. And there are an awful lot of great initiatives going on to provide safe space for people who have been trafficked. And the bishops heard something of that and affirmed what was being done there.
Regarding that question of influencing government policy in its attitude towards migrants, and particularly, as you say, those who have been victims of trafficking, how successful would you say you are being in this whole area?
Well, I think one of the areas of success would be that the British government has recently signed up to the European Convention on Trafficking. And that has taken a long time and has been largely due to lobbying and encouragement and, I might even say, pressure from the churches and particularly from the Catholic Church. And, for example, this coming week, it's on the 7th of May, which is a public holiday in this country, then both in Birmingham and in London, there are masses being celebrated by the bishops for migrant workers, a way of trying to gather people from diverse backgrounds together for the celebration of the Eucharist. And that is seen as very much part of both the affirmation and the pastoral support that the bishops are trying to give.
Of course, the migrant population, particularly in big cities like London or even in other places around the country, has significantly altered the makeup of the Catholic Church by adding huge numbers of Catholics, for example, from Poland or other Eastern European countries, hasn't it?
It has. In some parts of England and Wales, that would be true. It's not true in other parts, but you're right, certainly in the South East and in the Midlands, and also in rural areas as well, you find that during the summer there are large influxes of workers coming particularly from Eastern Europe or from the Baltic states to work in the rural economy. And that presents very different challenges from those that are present in the cities, and, you know, particularly providing pastoral care over a large dispersed area for a population which is very, very transient indeed.
Another issue on the agenda for this week's meeting, I know, was this question of the church's adoption agencies and how they will be affected by new government legislation. Now, this is an area of great concern, isn't it, to many of the people, many of the bishops?
Yes, it is. And the purpose of the discussion which has taken place this week wasn't really so much to come to any decisions, but it was just to be able to, for the bishops to assess the situation at the moment, because we're very much in a sort of holding situation at the moment, because the present state of affairs is that the regulations come into force next week and the Catholic agencies have been given an exemption until December 2008. In the meantime, the government has also promised to set up what it's calling an implementation group to work with the church, and particularly with the trustees and directors of the agencies and the bishops, to assess how the regulations will impact on the work being done by the Catholic agencies, and to look at finding a solution which will enable the work and the acknowledged expertise and success of the Catholic agencies to continue. Now, that implementation group hasn't yet convened, and that's probably due to the fact that there will be local elections in this country next week, and I think there is a view that that can't take place until after the local elections. And so the bishops are quite simply waiting to be able to get into those negotiations.
Is there a sense, though, that the government is keen to come to some kind of solution that will be acceptable to the bishops as well?
I think there's a lot of goodwill on all sides, really, to maintain the service that the Catholic Church is providing for the good of children. The church is particularly acknowledged at being good at supporting families with adopted children, particularly those from the more difficult backgrounds, because one of the strengths of the way in which the church does this work is the ongoing support that it provides once an adoption has taken place. It fits very well with our understanding of the church as a communion, and it fits very well with our teaching on family life. And so, if you like, it's something that comes quite naturally to the church and to church agencies, and there is an acknowledgement across the board that that does need somehow to be maintained and preserved.
So any other areas, other important developments that emerged from this meeting?
Yeah, we had quite an interesting discussion about the common good. Our bishops, about 10 years ago, produced a document on the common good, which tried to relate the social teaching of the church to the situation in our own countries at the time. And there is a general feeling that it would be highly appropriate to review that now and to look towards reissuing it, because of the very different circumstances in which the church finds itself in this country. We talked earlier about migration. That would be one area. Another area would be the whole question of interreligious dialogue as well, and the interreligious situation in this country. And a third element to look at in that context would also be the whole question of the environment and the increased environmental consciousness that there is, and the specific contribution that the theology and the teaching of the church can make to that by helping to develop an appreciation of our understanding of ourselves as stewards of creation. And there will be other areas as well, but that would be something particularly to look at.
And my thanks there to Monsignor Andrew Summersgill, General Secretary of the Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.